This is your Daily Dose, the small segment of this show where I try my very best to pass along some quick, cool content with the hopes of leaving you both inspired and motivated to go out there and chase your dreams.
What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning into my weekly word, which in this case, it should be called my weekend word because today is Saturday and I was not able to get my weekly word out by the end of the work week yesterday, but not for lack of effort. You see, I attempted to record my weekly word first thing on Monday. It just didn't work out. I reattempted to record to end the week yesterday afternoon. That didn't work out. So here we are. But technically, Saturday is still part of the week, so I'm living up to the title of my weekly word. So that's that. Anyway, thanks again for tuning in. This week, I want to share a story that inspired me to share some content earlier in the week on social media. So for those of you that follow me on social media, your Facebook, Instagrams, LinkedIn, you probably noticed I posted a picture with a quote attached to it. And the quote said, "If you're only in the business of making money, you'll never make a difference." And that picture was from a couple years ago. It was me and a really cool kid with a passionate personality that came to one of our Dig Me events a couple years ago. And it's one of my favorite pictures of all time. One, it was a great night, great moment, of course, a great picture. But it reminds me that a lot of the things that we've done over the last few years isn't just about making a product and selling a product. It really has been about making some sort of difference, you know, whether it's making somebody feel better or, you know, helping them build their confidence or, you know, encouraging them to chase their dream. So I was really happy that, you know, I stumbled upon that picture again. It brought a smile to my face and, you know, it inspired me to share that piece of content on social media. But something else happened to me this week that did the same thing. So earlier in the week, I was starting my day. I was driving down to the office and right before I got to the office, I said to myself, man, today's a big day. You know, it's an important day. I really got to be focused. And every time I say that, it's just natural for me to think I need another cup of coffee. So on my way to the office, I stopped at this deli. Now, I love delis, but I've never been to this deli before. And I saw it right there on the right-hand side before I was going to get to the office. So I decided to pull over and hop into this deli and get myself a fresh cup of coffee and maybe like a breakfast sandwich just to make sure I was, you know, fully fueled for this important day. So I walk into this deli and right as I open the door, I can't see anybody, but I hear this voice say, good morning, so energetic, so warm and welcoming. And then all of a sudden, this little lady comes out behind the kitchen grill area and she had this big smile on her face. And like I said, it was just so warm and welcoming. Like I couldn't help but smile and already feel good about this experience. So she asked me what I wanted and I said, I would like a cup of coffee and I'll take this breakfast sandwich. And she says to me, all right, go over there and make your coffee and I'm gonna make you the best breakfast sandwich. Just like that, that's what she said. And she really meant it. Like she had so much energy and so much enthusiasm and it really, really made me feel good. And I know you guys are probably thinking like, Ray, what kind of story is this? This is like kind of corny, but it's really not. You see, the point of this story is this lady, this was her deli. She was the owner and she gave me so much energy, so much enthusiasm. She made me feel that I was like really important to her, to her business and to the day. And it just got me thinking like, you know, we can't be in the business of just making money. We should all be in the business of making a difference. You know, like it seems like it's not a big deal. Somebody smiling at you, somebody saying good morning to you, somebody making you feel like you're not bothering them when you show up at their workplace and they have to do something for you. That really does have an impact. It really does make a difference. You see, this lady, I don't know her personally, but I know she owns the place and she was welcoming every single person that walked into her deli after me with the same warm, loving smile and the same energy and enthusiasm. And I guarantee you, although that breakfast sandwich was awesome and the cup of coffee was pretty darn good too, I guarantee you that the majority of her customers come to her deli because of the service they're getting, because of the attention she's given, because of the enthusiasm and energy that she's putting out there. So once again, it was a reminder to me that we shouldn't be in the business of just making money. We need to be in the business of making a difference. And it doesn't matter what business we're in, what job we have, what occupation we currently have. It really doesn't. We all have an opportunity to make a difference at work. And I think that we need to take this time to look at it from that perspective. You know, it shouldn't be just about making money. Now listen, don't get me wrong. I know that you and I and everyone else out there, we gotta figure out a way to make ends meet. We have to earn an income. We have to pay our bills and take care of our responsibilities and the ones we love. I get it, I do. But I'm starting to realize that if you have the perspective or philosophy of making a difference before you make your money, I think that the money's gonna come, because when you wanna make a difference, you're gonna be more passionate and energetic. You're gonna be more enthusiastic about what you're doing. And for me, when you're passionate and enthusiastic about your job, you're gonna perform better. And when you perform better, I have a feeling the money and the income is gonna start to increase. So this was just a reminder of a couple things that happened to me this week that really truly reminded me that we shouldn't be in the business just to make money. We should all be in the business to make a difference. Could you imagine what kind of country and world we'd be living in if we all thought that way? If we all thought about making a difference, how amazing this world could be. And I know it sounds like I'm delusional or I'm trying to live in fantasy land, but I really think that all of us could improve in that regard. It doesn't matter where we are in life right now. If we're super, super successful and high up on the ladder, or we really haven't made it yet and we're still climbing up that ladder, we all have an opportunity to make a difference at our job. It shouldn't just be about punching in, punching out, and waiting every 2 weeks for a paycheck. It really should be showing up to work, asking ourselves, what can we do to help others? And because of that effort and enthusiasm that we're giving to other people, we'll be rewarded on the back end with hopefully a good enough income to take care of the ones we love and live the life that we want to live. So as we end this week, as we end this weekend, I want you to think about what you're doing at work. If you're just showing up to make money, or are you showing up to make a difference too? Please remember this when you show up to work. Please remember, it's not just about the dollar you take, it's about the difference you can make. That was my weekly word. Like I always say, whether it's 1, 100, 1,000, or a million of you that end up watching and or listening to this podcast, just know you are the one reason I love to do it every single week. Now, until next week, which is really only gonna be in 2 days because I'm gonna get next week's weekly word out on time, do me a favor, get out there. Think about what you're doing at work. Are you just there to make money, or are you there to make a difference? And when you realize which one's the right way to go about it, you know what you gotta do. Get out there, tip your cap, and dig your dream.